Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And one hell of a win. They desperately, desperately needed that. And I think you and I, our sanity, we also desperately needed that.
There was multiple moments in this game that got me to jump out of bed like the Undertaker.
Whew, when was the last time a Giants team got you to jump out of bed?
Probably a couple of blown saves earlier this year. But no, like honestly, when Ramos ripped that ball down the line, and then got to second base and was like, yeah.
Let's up and go.
I was ready to like jump through the television and hug my guy. I was like, finally, somebody's showing some fire on this team. Oh, look, the playoffs are totally different.
You texted it right when it happened.
It reminded me of Pablo Sandoval getting to second base in whatever, the NLDS, NLCS, and then like, come on, let's go. I was so fired up. And that is one of those passing the torch type of moments for a young player to seize control energy-wise of the team. I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm not even here to say that he's the leader and like that. But there are certain teams that you draw the energy from. We talk a lot about George Kittle, right? He is a great player. Mm. He might be their best player, the 49ers currently. They draw a lot of energy from him. Steph Curry, the team draws a lot of energy from him. Now, there are other people like Draymond Green. They draw a lot of energy from him at times. I think that GP2 at times, the Warriors can draw that infectious energy from just the joy and the relentlessness. Elliot Ramos's energy yesterday was infectious, and you could feel it in the stadium. I could see it on the television, and I felt it in my heart. And I mean, how about Buster's boys, the guys he brought in doing things yesterday? I did this for Jimmy. I'm going to do it again. Carter, get ready. Carter, look at me and look at me good, young man, in the words of Gary Radish. Buster. You got Johnson not only coming with multiple hits yesterday, the Vallejo boy making the play of the year defensively in triples alley.
Save the game.
Unbelievable. And then look, Adolph Smith making a couple plays at first base.
Hell of a diving
guys
catch.
Coming through right away to help this team win. And Randy Rodriguez in the ninth inning. Do we have a closer issue?
We'll talk about it.
Did Steiny just make an appearance?
Yeah, he did. A little bit of Steiny comes out.
That was the most fun I've had all year.
I mean, win of the year?
Down five?
Considering everything that was going on, like they've had, this is not their first five-run comeback, like from down five to win of the year, but considering what led to this game,
yes,
16 games without scoring more than four runs, 32 runs scored over a course of 16 games, and you get down 5-0 after 4.5 innings. The Padres score 3 in the top of the fifth. It's a 5-0 game.
Yeah.
And what is every single Giants fan thinking in that moment? No chance they win.
Right.
No chance they win that game, and they find a way to win. Yeah, win of the year. The Ramos double, hit of the year. Most important hit of the season?
Right now it is.
I mean, the Chapman homer in the sixth was really, really important, too. Get him within two. Get him, and They scored one in the sixth. That was by virtue of Daniel Johnson, who got on board with two outs. Then he scored after that on a double by Patrick Bailey, who's had a couple of doubles now in consecutive games. Chapman's hitting better lately as well. Last seven games, hitting over 400 with three doubles and two home runs. Ramos had, I mean, you had a lot of really, really big moments. And Kyle Harrison, who wasn't great, handed over to the bullpen, and the bullpen was amazing.
I thought Sean Gelly quietly had a great game.
He saved the game, too.
He really did. I mean, this is a guy that's kind of, you know, been out of sight, out of mind for a lot of Giants fans this year. He was good last year, I think, overall.
Yeah.
It faded at the end of the year, but I thought he was a pretty good player for them last year. Thought he was outstanding. And then, you know, Bob Melvin deserves a lot of credit. You know, yanking Walker. I wanted to start the inning with Randy Rodriguez. I'm not mad at him for going to Walker and keeping Randy Rodriguez in his back pocket. But, you know, I brought it up. I'll bring it up again. I watched this young man, Randy Rodriguez, and I remember about a year ago he came up, and we were all discussing. I'm like, dude, this guy's raw, but there's something there. Like, there's clearly something there. And the more and more I watch him, again, the name that I'm going to throw out there, and I don't say it flippantly, I really believe that he reminds me of K-Rod.
One of the greatest closers ever.
Hear me out, though.
I know.
I'm not saying that that's who he is. I'm talking about the mannerism with how he delivers his pitch. The leg kick for Frankie Rodriguez was much higher, right? He had more of the closer to a Juan Marichal high leg kick, but he contorts his body and has like a staggered start. And then it's the way the glove with the arm, and he kind of hides the ball with the glove out front, the chicken wing, as I like to call it. And he's got this wipe away breaking ball with that nasty, nasty fastball movement. He's an electric pitcher. And at his stature, like, I'm telling you, I get the same kind of vibes of a Frankie Rodriguez.
Well, let's set the stage. So Giants finally take the lead, right? First of all, the Ramos double ties the game. You have runners on second and third, one out.
Did you think he was getting that hit?
Ramos?
Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Probably not. Maybe a sack fly. Maybe you get a run in.
But I mean,
I would not have predicted a game tying double in that moment.
No.
Everything over the last almost 3 weeks would tell you no chance.
No chance.
Right? None at all. But he gets it. And then it's second. Tie game. Job's not done. Tie game. Runners on second and third, one out. You have to take advantage of that situation. Who knows if you're going to be in position again to score a run, right? You have to take advantage. And what has been maybe the Giants' biggest bugaboo during this stretch, particularly this series, the first two games of this series, runner on third, less than two outs. Do you get the run in? Obviously, the big hit, you've been missing that. But you just, productive outs, you win each of the first two games of this series. And they haven't been doing that. So Jung-Hoo Lee, after the Ramos double, runners on second and third, one out, tie game. Just get a pitch to medium deep center, and you will take the lead and win this game. First pitch, he catches it middle of the plate, middle away, more middle than away, and he takes it out to medium deep, like right center, but more towards center field, and he gets the run, and Giants take the lead, and the bullpen makes it stand up. Obviously, the Ramos hit, hugely important.
Huge.
But Jung-Hoo Lee and the Giants finally taking advantage of a runner on third, less than two out situation, and scoring the run. Hasn't happened.
I know. And it all started with a Willy Adames walk. Yep. Right. I think that was big for him. I thought he had a really good at bat, and there were a couple of pitches inside. You can see he does this like check swing thing. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, just get on base. This guy needs to get on base. I mean, he misplayed a ball defensively yesterday. There's a whole separate conversation about Willie defensively, but he needed that for his soul to start that rally. I mean, you know, if it's Encarnacion instead of Daniel Johnson, let's just say hypothetically in this at second base, maybe he doesn't score. Maybe on that ball down the line. I doubt it. I still think he does score if it's Encarnacion, but Johnson's got some legs.
Well, Encarnacion definitely does not make the catch in deep right center field in the top of the ninth inning.
100%.
Which saved the game.
100%.
That ball was crushed.
It really was. And, you know, Pat Bailey striking out on that pitch that I thought was awful. It was an awful strike three call. And he's arguing and losing his mind going back to the dugout. That whole sequence, that entire inning, it felt very September-like in terms of intensity, didn't it?
Yes.
It felt like the season was kind of not hanging on a thread. I don't want to get too flippant. It's June, but
they needed that
for
win.
Momentum, you can't lose three straight to the Padres, given where you are in the division. And it felt like a multiple game moment, if that makes sense.
Adames leadoff walk, as you mentioned. Then Daniel Johnson, Vallejo kid, down 0-2, liner up the middle for a base hit. First and second, nobody out. Then the Bailey strikeout you're talking about, 2-2 changeup.
He's furious walking back to the dugout.
Away from the target. It was borderline. It was close, but away from the target. That's generally probably called a ball more often than a strike. And then Fitzgerald, opposite field, line drive, base hit. It was trapped by Tatis, almost made a hell of a play.
And both
the
runners,
base running?
Yes. I'm glad you said this because, like, in that situation, less than two outs, it's either I'm going halfway and maybe I'm going back to retreat. I thought that both base runners got a good read on the ball and obviously had the speed to be able to get to where they were. How many times do you get stuck in no man's land on a play like that?
Oftentimes you have a force out at second on that
exactly.
play.
Yep. And I thought that both base runners had great IQ. Again, last year, the year before, this was the worst base running team in baseball. So a situation like that, even though it drops for a base hit, it actually ends up being a fielder's choice because they throw to second base and get the force out.
Yep. So that loads the bases with one out for Elliot Ramos. And then he doubles on the left field line. Two runs score, sets up second and third with one out. Jung-Hoo Lee, sack fly, Giants take the lead.
Give me the Ramos moment again. I got to hear it. Carter, cue me up. There's the crowd, the famous. You could feel the Bay Area in unison.
Exhale.
Oh, my God. And then when he got to second base and the camera panned on him and he was going to the dugout, I was so fired up for the young man. I was like, it's his coming-of-age moment. Let's go.
Down the line. Hit well and up against the wall. One run scored. Two runs. Stopping at third is Fitzgerald into second. Ramos, this game is tied.
I mean,
great call by Kipes.
I mean, the crowd, everything, it just encapsulated the moment. We were losing our minds. And then to see Ramos have that energy.
Let's bleep and go.
It's exactly what we were talking about yesterday.
It was.
We were talking about it yesterday. And I'm going to tell you right now. I think Buster set the tone earlier in the day by making the moves that he did. You don't win this game without those moves. Now, look, we'll see how long Dom Smith sticks around. We'll see how long Johnson sticks around. You know, I'm rooting for both guys. I thought both guys were contributors last night to a great win. But you don't get that without the roster decisions that he made. And getting rid of a guy like Lamont Wade Jr., you know, when you're friends with someone, he admitted, I'm friends with the guy. Like, this isn't Dwight Clark trading away Joe Montana when he was the GM. This is not that. But it is difficult when you have a friendship.
And Lamont's 2021 season was out of this world.
Absolutely. But there's a personal element to this.
And Posey was on that team, which is why it became personal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think him acknowledging that is why I love Buster Posey. Like, there's a human element to these decisions. Yeah. And I think too many times we were stuck. This is my guy. It's my guy. We got to stay with my guy, and we're going to hang on to my guys. And now it's like, hey, look, I acknowledge there's a human element when it comes to these decisions, but we got to move on. It's go time.
Yeah.
And to hear Buster say that, every Giants fan was like nodding and used to like, yeah, like we need to win. Friendships be damned.
Shout out to all of you watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Coming off of a win like that, Shasky, there's maybe no one better to talk to a day after a game like that than the general manager of the Giants. Zach Manassian going to join us here on the Morning Roast at 8:30, so a little more than 2 hours away. We'll chat with the GM of the Giants. And, I mean, there's a lot of questions that we got to ask him, and we've already game-planned a little bit, but we're going to open this up to you guys as well. What do you want to hear us ask the GM of the Giants?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to ask about Bryce Eldridge.
Yeah.
We're going to ask about Elliot Ramos. We're going to ask about all these guys, but 888-957-9570, what do you want us to ask the GM of the Giants?
I thought it was a big moment last night for Matt Chapman. He clearly needs to heat up, right?
And he is.
No, I know, but I'm saying this team's only going to go as far as the high-priced guys are willing to contribute. Would we agree? We could argue about the Daniel Johnsons and even Bryce, and we could argue about all of the other ancillary pieces, like even Jung Woo Lee to a lesser degree, I would put into the bucket of Adamas and Chapman.
Yeah.
We don't need them to be superstars. We just need them to do what they've done over the last couple of years. We're asking for back of the baseball card production, right? Be around 240, 250, all right? Drive in runs, get on base, play good defense. We're not asking for 320 production. We're not asking for 40 home runs. Just do what you were signed to do.
Get the big hits.
And he did that last night. And then Jung Woo Lee, you know, it's not lost on me. Second and third, one out. You know, it's easier said than done with this team right now.
Do a job, kid. Do a job.
Yeah, and so I love, and then Ramos, oh my God, Ramos tagging up and almost getting thrown out on that play. Oh my God. Like, it was ballsy and I loved it, but if he gets thrown out on the base pass before Jung Woo Lee ends up scoring, wow. So,
yeah, that was, again, seventh inning.
Oh my God.
Tie game, second and third, one out. It's the Jung Woo Lee sack fly we're talking about. And fly ball to medium deep, right center, caught by Merrill in center. And
who's got a good arm?
And easily runner on third. Who was it on third? It was,
I believe it's on third is Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. So good speed. He's going to score.
Yes.
You know that no matter what. Yes. He's going to score. And from second, Ramos takes off.
My heart stopped
takes off to go to third, and Merrill's throw goes towards third.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear it on the call crew. Guys, they're like, Ramos, he's got to get there. Because if he gets tagged out before Fitzgerald crosses the plate, you don't get that run, and it's a tie game.
It reminded me of Jim Barnett with I've said this a thousand times, Barron behind you, when like Barron's dribbling a ball, and here comes a guy behind him, and he's yelling to him, not only on the broadcast, but like from me to you, because he's sitting right there at the booth.
Barron,
just,
look out!
This is why we love Crook and Kite, you know what I mean? Like, they're a part of this organization.
They needed that, too.
They needed it so bad. We all needed it so bad.
God.
You know who also needed it? With Kyle Harrison, because I
offense picks somebody up for a change.
Absolutely. But not only like he's underwhelming, right? Like, we could just, we take a step back. At one point he was supposed to be the savior of the starting rotation, right? You got to have young, dynamic arms. He was supposed to be a phenom. He's not that. He's not a terrible player, but he's not that. But I thought he pitched better than whatever the box score might look yesterday.
Yes, by a mile.
I were in agreement there. He needed to be let off the hook, because I didn't want to come in today and be like, who's more disappointing, Luciano or Harrison? You know, like, what does this mean for prospects? This is why they never develop. Because it's a whole different conversation if they don't find a way to win that game yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, biggest win of the year?
To me it is.
The Ramos hit, biggest hit of the year?
I feel like it woke up the fan base.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they had lost, I mean, you and I are coming in today, and we're not talking about season over, blow this thing up, but
I was pretty
tired. It's pretty dire.
Mark, I was thinking about, what am I going to feel like? Numb. If they would have lost that game, like even 5-2 or 5-0, I would have felt numb. Like, here we go, same old thing again. You know? And then look, like, Bailey finally getting a rip, I was fired up for him.
Oh, he crushed that ball.
Yes. I mean, that's now multiple nights in a row where he's had some big contact. I'm really happy for him. I'm pulling for the guy. I want him to succeed. I want these guys to succeed. And again, if they lose that game yesterday, it's, Willie makes another mistake at short. Harrison. You know, all the little stuff starts to, you know, seep into it. And that's why winning cures all. And it gets people to start feeling good. And it all comes down to, and yes, Chapman had the big hit. But for Ramos to do that in that moment, it's stamped that he's been the best player on this team all year. You know, I know Brian and Palo Alto called in, you know, he's not that good. Brian, like, I'm sorry. I love you, B. No, I love BPA. And I'm not discrediting his fandom or how much he's tapped in. Ramos has been their best everyday player this year. And it's been by a lot. Yeah, he leaves a lot to be desired at times in terms of, you know, things that he's swinging at. His strikeout rate is high. He's been really good for this team. Where would they be without his emergence over the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah. It would be night and day difference. I mean, we think the offense is bad now. Imagine what the offense would be like exactly. The last year and a half without Ramos. He was an all-star last year, and a lot of us coming into the season weren't really sure what to expect. Was that the real Ramos?
Exactly.
Was it a flash in the pan? Is he going to be able to be that good? And he has answered the bell.
Can they develop players? Can it be sustainable? Like, all the questions we have about an organization, I feel like he's answering a lot of those questions. Not for everyone, but individually, it's a great story.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm so happy for Elliot Ramos.
And last night, not only did they get the big hit, the Chapman home run and the Ramos two-run double and all that, they also did all the small things, right? It's Jung-Hoo Lee multiple times on little, like, blooper thing hits, taking the extra 90, getting to second base. It's the Jung-Hoo Lee sack fly. It is Daniel Johnson, a bloop single in the fifth,
yes.
Stealing second base, getting the extra 90 there, and that allows him to score on the Patrick Bailey hit. There's all of the small things that they're doing now. It is Bob Melvin being willing to say, all right, Ryan, you don't got it in the ninth inning. After three batters, I'm pulling you. I'm pulling you. And Randy Rodriguez comes in, three pitch, see you later, to Jackson Merrill.
Unbelievable.
And then a pop out to end the game. Like, the Giants got the big hits that they have been waiting for, but they also did a lot of the small things that they haven't been doing of late either.
And they made plays. Tyler Rogers makes a play.
Oh my God, that funky play.
I mean, that's a big play,
His
though.
Knee buckled. I thought he might have, geez.
We'll talk about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.